Somebody said, "Mobsters and Z Squad, please do not fall for this obvious rage bait."
Rage bait.
Rage bait. I was like, "What the fuck are y'all talking about?" Mama. Welcome everybody to another exciting episode of the Sincerely Accra podcast. My name is Joseph NT and I'm coming to you straight from the studios of the GCR Network, the number one podcast hosting network. You know the whole Ghana. Yes. And guess what? Worry not, children, because assassins, quite my sense on the episode.
Hello everyone.
Nabi, what was that?
Hey.
you do this thing where it's like you always change your voice at the beginning.
What is the change of voice?
No. I shouldn't be worried too much because like 15 minutes into it, you lose your composure. But you always try to start off with this like,
I'm in my resting voice phase.
Is a resting voice phase?
Where's low and calm? Jimmy, I'm
today. I don't buy it. But you know, I must say, I was looking at the pictures that you posted, the one that Polly took when we went to shoot the Joey, and I was like, I don't know. I feel like Ghana Joe.
Everyone keeps saying that.
Yeah, because I brought you out your picture saying you're the BNF.
Wow.
You know, I catch y'all. But like, Ghana Joe, but what's your crowd? What's skinny glow? We be.
That's how I woke up. That's when I'm not tossed.
Shout out to you, Asanto.
Shout out to my wife.
Because who are Brochia? We're in New York.
Okay.
Oh my god, I'm pa. Anyway,
I won't worry.
Oh, here we go with the marriage PR.
Of course, every episode.
Anyway, we're gonna start off with some Spotify comments because you know. Okay, so this is another shoot the shit episode. Okay, we don't have any major big topic. We're just gonna be talking about what's been trending and then do listener letters because somebody came for us. So I send you a letter since June. Let's know me who may be a question. But okay, Jewel says, "Oh, Joseph, my girl Nature heard you and she has left and she has left voluntarily. Also, I think the reason why the female influencers make more or get more gigs than the males is because they do lifestyle content, which a lot of guys find corny or cringe. And also, most products are marketed towards women." Well, I believe we did mention to some extent that that's the thing. It's like, get ready with me. What's it called? Morning routine, nighttime routine. Even if a guy goes out of their way to do it, you see the comments.
But it's kind of on some way. Because why wouldn't they allow guys to do like lifestyle? Oh, I'm on Instagram. I'm who guys from Mutia Bruce, London, US, Germany. Yeah, they are normal. What is going on there?
Get ready with me.
Hey, but son is suits, no though.
I know. Orix says, "This was an incredible episode. I think getting people from agencies like Jumbo Spaces will also provide some insights on the conversation. They'll probably have more input on the pay gap between male and female influencers and their thought process into how they hire, decide creative direction." All right, Orix. You know, most of the time when we do certain conversations, a lot of people are looking for like a follow up on that very conversation on the next episode. Influencer conversation. Say, influencer. Say, bra. Ni have a part two. Okay. What you wondering? Kwame says, "Solid episode. Could we also get the Mitch brothers and Dulcie on here for similar discourse?" Shadow. Anyway, what's that second one? Nana Mitch and Shadow. And the Dulcie. Ni be someone about how they make their dollars. Okay.
Then bedroom house in the country.
Me say, much from my dream. Ruby say, "As a Ghanaian living in Germany with a German husband, German food and German everything, this podcast is home for me. Ich dank ilchen so sehr."
Joseph.
Oh, what's wrong? You can go and look at it. Media ish dunk, no, I know that I thank you.
Yeah.
But so maybe you nim ne
what dunk.
Ish dunk. Dunk. Dunk.
Yeah, I think yeah.
Yeah, so that's I thank you, Bibisa, yeah. But here now they are show. Oh no, man. Let me see. Obiba JK says, I knew Joseph was going to ask her about her podcast with a laughing emoji. I don't know. I feel like this comment is trying to come across as if like I was being shady or something. I don't understand. Why? Like what? When we have guests, we talk about everything that they do or have done.
That person is a true sincerity. We see old episodes since meaning maybe a free back.
Anyway, shout out to the Spotify comments, guys. Thanks. Keep them coming. All right. So, come here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into what's been trending.
Yes, a lot. A lot.
What's at the top of your list?
You started with Bozoma wedding, Anna. And I am starting free.
We can start with Bozoma's wedding. The housewives are in town.
Yes.
And they're shooting, apparently.
Yes.
So my thing is, and I feel like in this day and age, we always have to give a disclaimer. Okay, this is not coming from a I wish I was there or whatever, but I just kept seeing people and thinking, oh, how did they know like Bozoma's personally? Mm-hmm. Or was this one of those Ranak situations where he, you know how he invited everybody popular and everything so that you know it will have talkability, and I'm thinking that they're shooting a show,
mm-hmm.
and so the way to beef up the audience with relevant people that will do well for the show is to invite all the celebrities and things.
I mean, this is why you've been in the business for a while. Yes, Bozoma definitely invited her. I saw her sisters or her sister and then her family, you know, her people were there, but then there were certain guests who you could tell that.
You want to mention names?
Kwakeso was there.
Really?
Yes.
I have not seen that. I have not seen that. Oh.
Like that. It's like, okay, place this furniture here.
What? You're putting Kwakeso the furniture. I'm love dying. Him.
No. I'm dying. Let's contextualize.
Wait.
This. I'm not saying Kwakeso is a legend. I love him.
Now I have to go on social media and see.
You know, but, you know, Kwakeso being there was like, where is the link? Like, where is the link? Where is the relationship? You understand? So there was that. So you could tell that there were certain people who were there who got invited because, you know, creme de la creme, you know, part of Accra's or Ghana's, you know, fabric of certain corners and sects. So they had to be there, you know, to beef up what it will look like on television. So during her confessional, I'm sure she'll go like, you know, I had this person, I had that person. Akufo-Addo was in his suit.
Yeah.
Definitely not the in the kente.
President was there.
Mm-hmm.
No. I honestly, I don't think Bozoma is going to sit in a confessional and say, oh, I had like some prominent enemies. It's like, Kwakeso.
She's going to say the president was there, former second lady was there, you know.
Yeah, but she's not going to talk about Kwakeso.
But he was there.
But she's not going to talk about Kwakeso. No, but like, it's crazy. The thing is, I follow Bozoma on social media and yeah. I feel like every time she comes to Ghana, if she's not where, you know, the Boris expat crowd or whatever, there's the same groups of people that she hangs out with. So for me, I just, it's like, oh, what's Jocelyn doing there? Like, you know, I can understand a Denta being there.
Yeah. Oh, Denta, yeah, he's school prefect too. International school prefect.
Well, respectfully, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, hey, good for them. Everybody looked good though. Looked really good. And one thing that I would say is it didn't look bibbery.
No.
It was very kind of pulled back, but also elegant.
Yeah,
it didn't look bibbery. I don't know why in my mind I thought it was going to like, you know, be the works and everything, but it looks okay.
That's it. At class, yeah. I think you said something about us. It was a bad bitch, Yentre. Class,
Yentre.
Class. Those were the lucky few who paid attention in class.
Not the lucky few. Okay. No, for real though. So, congrats. I think it has been called Keely.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. My only critique though was his outfit. he had like this brown shoulder pad suit thing,
and
one hand was like flabby.
It was given like 18th century
Prince Charming, Cinderella. Let me see.
For television. For television, though.
Yeah, but shout out to you, Bosoma. You're doing the thing, you know. Yes. I think one thing I really enjoy about Bosoma as an individual is she just knows how to carry people along.
Yes.
And just making a whole event out of it. She could have easily done this in America, gotten her glam, whatever, but, you know, bringing the show here, showing these white women what it is to, you know, be in Ghana, enjoy Ghana, and then also to bring the show here as well.
Yes.
It's just another way to proverbially put us on the map.
Yes, yes.
And then
yes.
I hate that phrase.
And then I think she did, you know, she has this hair care line and then wig line. She did a launch, I think, the day before, 2 days before. That was also beautifully done at the shop, I think somewhere in East Legon. Shout out to Shim. He put together the decor for that. Okay. For that launch. So yeah, Charlie. Accra, like, and to what you just said, the fact that she brought it here, she also opened up, I guess, the economics of it for our local, you know, talent.
Definitely.
So yeah, that was beautifully done. And, you know, she's very intentional with these things, you know, highlights.
You know, people were saying that, they weren't allowed to show, because like yesterday, I saw a tweet, someone was saying, because of the television show, people are not allowed to show content from the wedding. But I woke up this morning and I'm seeing everything.
That's why we're bloggers there.
I know.
Hey.
Anyway, shout out to Effia. She looked amazing in her, I don't know what to call it. It was like a beaded thing.
Yeah, with the puff hands. Yeah.
You know what? There is something that childbirth does to breasts.
Okay, where is this going?
Beyonce has had the same thing.
Yeah.
Because Beyonce had really small boobs, and now at the Coachella thing, her boobs were almost falling out. Mm-hmm. I just, she looks good. She looks really good.
The mammary glands.
Not the mammary glands,
No,
she looks really good. And I like the head wrap that she had on. Yeah. I saw she sang at the wedding, so kudos to her for that. Let's talk about the BIM Fest.
Yes. BIM Fest was a success. Quite interesting. I told you it was going to sell out. It did.
Did it sell out?
Yeah, it did.
Because I saw a post about some black curtains hiding some.
Oh, please. Everybody should just sit down. Any which way, it sold out.
He looks so irritated. Like, you can't see, but he looks so
like, you know, agenda.
No, for me, when I remember at the very beginning, the content that was coming out was that. And the first thing I thought to myself was, who is even recording this and putting it out there? Because if you are at the concert, my guess is that you are a fan of Stoneboy.
Yeah.
And so you don't even want that narrative. Mm-hmm. But then I came to the realization that, oh my goodness, the way people hate listen to Cardi B so that they can have something trash to say about her music. Mm-hmm. I can see somebody pay to go to the concert.
Yeah.
Hoping that something bad happens and so that they can post it.
Yeah. For engagement.
Yeah.
Agenda boys, they actually, right now they've grown wings and they are off social media. Now they are bold. You know, I saw, apparently there were a few incidents here and there outside.
Outside?
Yeah. So, Yankee himself, there's this guy who is on TikTok. He's a TikToker. I saw there was a video where Yankee himself moved to the guy. He was like, why do you always talk about me? Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, like face to face, we are here. Like, what's up?
Kwame, I must be very honest. Your algorithm is very interesting because I am not aware of this. Wait,
no,
my algorithm, the guy talks about Yankee.
You know, he talks about, like, he's one of those social, you know, commentators. And then he talks about everyone. But it seems like when it comes to Yankee, so Yankee moved to him there. You know, Yankee's in Europe
right now. On camera.
On camera, the guy was recording. And then he was like, Yeshia, I didn't know DBL coming once. What's up? And I was like, hey,
but how did it end up?
Oh, Yankee went to G.I. Joe, so he's sort of media trained. He was able to, you know, stand his ground, but then some way, somehow, he played it off as like, okay, you know what? I've moved to you. Now you are aware that I can move to you. It is what it is.
Mm.
Yeah, it was quite interesting.
You know, I'm not going to lie. You know, Yankee has this thing called Kiji Fair.
Yeah, yeah.
And was it last year or this year? I can't remember which one, but they had this whole beef thing with this lady.
Oh, that was played up. Yeah.
Like, was scripted.
Yeah, it was scripted.
I don't know. Ever since, like, I found out that it was scripted,
yeah.
I'm like, I don't, semi who bibi say, oh yeah, I don't buy it anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was so good.
Yeah.
That girl was insulting them, and then he and Kwanzaa, they would go back and forth. And then when they finally met, I remember they chased her in a car park and everything.
Yeah.
Only to find out the whole thing was scripted.
It was scripted.
I said, Yankee, you owe me.
Yankee went to
I was so invested in that.
See, that boy is very intelligent and he's very media. He understands the media game. I'm almost at the actual. So,
are you calling him old?
I'm not calling him old. I'm calling him
dated. Anyway, let's talk about him first. Stone Boy put on such a great show. My goodness. Stone Boy brought out one of the P Square brothers.
Mm-hmm.
He brought out Tiwa Savage.
Mm-hmm.
He brought out Samini.
Yes.
He brought out Kwabna Kwabna.
Yes.
He brought out Ikor Baba. Mention some of them.
What can they mean now? As a what can you now mean? Who you mean?
Oh, there were a couple of other people. I said, me real few meeting, but and I like the sequencing of it.
Yeah,
because he brought Kwabna Kwabna.
Yeah. After two, yes.
And then after that, he left. And then Kwabna Kwabna did adult music. And then he brought some mini. So, like, I loved the sequence. It was still great. Tiwa Savage came to do the remix of Therapy.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, one of the things that people were complaining about. So, you know, after the P Square guy, which one was it? Was it Rude Boy or
Mr.? No.
Life can be puzzling. So sometimes just fix a puzzle. One of my favorite things to do with my mother is fix a puzzle over a long period of time. We can take about 2 weeks to like 3 months to fix a puzzle. Because when we sit behind that board and we're piecing it together, we're just chit-chatting and catching up for 30 minutes or 45 minutes. It's great. If you want to have that same feeling with someone you love, hit up Puzzle Me GH at 0599-560-122. That's 0599-560-122 and find you a puzzle for a perfect bonding moment.
No, Rude Boy is the one who is with Jude.
The other one is called Mr. P.
Mr. P, yeah.
Okay. So after his performance, mm-hmm. Stone Boy took his hat off his head
mm-hmm.
and then he put it on. He said, brother, my foot, I'm done. you know?
Yeah.
And the Nigerians were not happy with him.
Sit down.
They were saying that it was rude of him to take his pain and use it for like entertainment. They were saying that, oh, don't you see that when they finished, Mr. P didn't even hug him. It was so much online. I mean, there was another angle that somebody showed and like, oh no, the guy wasn't upset.
No, he wasn't. Mr. P is in he's in a space where, you know, he's been able to call out, you know, his brothers and it's been laid out, you know, for all of us to see. Right now, it's in the, you know, public eye where we are all judging. But as to how it will pan out, yes, up to the family. But yeah, he wasn't pissed or anything. Like Stone Boy, Sebio, Charlie, Onimnyansa, he knows how to play the media game. So he knows exactly what he was doing.
I just saw a video of Kim Promise and Kitty at Bosoma's wedding.
The drag.
Kwame. You know what? I'm going to be very honest with you guys. Sometimes when there are people that I want to interview on the podcast, I really do hold back from sharing my opinions because I feel like the average Ghanaian celebrity is not really open to any kind of discussion around them that is not always like favorable and ass kissing and everything. If you say, oh, you know, that song was really great. I don't think you should have opened the album.
Yeah.
Whereas we can be able to have like a discourse around, you know?
Yeah.
And so I know Gregory, like at some point, you know, I would love to have a conversation with him about a project or two, whatever, you know, but I have to say the fashion, the outfit choices for the last, ever since he wore that anime cosplay at the VGMAs.
TGMAs.
Oh, it was TGMA back then.
Yeah.
I mean, it's TGMA now.
TGMA, yeah.
I mean, Gregory.
I mean, for Bosoma's wedding, that was Nibote right there. It wasn't
Gregory. Also, why he was giving a representation.
He was doing the Nibote thing. Because why would you wear a durag, glasses, and then Ubi Frantuma? And
this is like some rich kente too.
Sometimes,
like, it just doesn't give 5-star, guys.
See, okay, let's even go by the people that you guys seem to look up to in the West. Let's say Jay-Z. When he does his lunch thing, the Rock Nation lunch that he used to do. Mm-hmm. When he's coming, you see how he dresses. Like, he goes pure classy, like suit or suit. And then Rukara in a video back, oh, Bika said, what color is it? And he's, I've forgotten what he said, his response. So there are times, at a time and place and season, when you are going traditional, just do it. Go all the way. Yeah. You know, so I do what Kidi did. He just wore, you know, a kente fabric jacket.
Anyway. Yeah, let's just move on. Someone else been trending, Kwame.
Oh my God.
I have been meaning to talk about this. Zondertech and Cowbell Coffee.
Yes.
Yes! Let me tell you something. I think that people are finally waking up to creativity and the importance of creativity in what we do. And honestly, I would say new media has played such a huge role in that, in breaking, because, you know, when we're growing up and watching, Nathaniel Atukito from GTV reporting, everything was so straitjacket.
Yeah.
You weren't allowed to show personality. You come here, you read the teleprompter objectively, straight face, and you go, this morning, the president of the country addressed us and told us, Ohai Bako, A1 City. You know? But now you can come on set and say, I had such a horrible morning. I haven't had my coffee, but let's talk about the new. You know?
Yes.
It's changed so much that now we're having CEOs and whole companies take part in this creative back and forth. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. I personally think that Cowbell Coffee has won.
Yes, yes.
That last rap.
I agree.
And then we how.
Yeah,
honestly, if you want beef, yeah, they bell on the best one, they will give you the whole cow.
That was good.
You talk like, about auto sale with a bar so low and an auto fista.
Like, they all need a raise. Cowbell,
I'm sorry,
has been killing it. Their social media team has been killing it.
I noticed it for a while now that they've been doing. And I'm in my mind, I'm like, are these national service people or these are people that actually work there?
No, I think they work, and I don't think it's agency too.
Yeah, this they themselves like, are coming up with it. Yeah. Girl, this is why I left the ad agency life. No, honestly, I realized somewhere in 2019 that with influencers coming in and Fefekobo agencies. Mm-hmm. So Fefekobo agency is not brick and mortar. I know a graphic designer. I know a copywriter. I know a sales pitch person. You need to fee, but internet intino by our powers combine. Yeah, agency. Yeah, agency. Because I got 25,000 so manage your accounts. No, yeah, 8,000.
No.
And I realized that happening, and that's why I left ad agency. I felt like it was not sustainable. And anybody that works in agency life will tell you they are not making money.
Mm.
But anyway, yeah. So they really, I think for me, the one that impressed me in terms of not thinking that they would do that was Zondertech.
Yes.
Because the first one we saw was the guy that was doing the Agbaja, and they said if I dance, you buy the car. I thought it was a one-off.
Yeah, but then
I remember my favorite one is when they did the video with Sarkodie and Dope Nation song.
You and say it'd be easy.
And they were in the cars and somebody would be on the moto.
Yeah.
And then and then they got their CEO to do Wechiko.
Man, you're not here.
No, that was so entertaining. Yeah. I actually don't stop. Please. No, Zondertech, by now you should have come back with another bar or something.
Charlie, I mean it makes the space fun and also it gives agency like agencies pressure, because as an agency, your clients are looking at you like, if Zonda and Cowbell is able to do this, what are you doing for us?
Like, we need the eyeballs. Yes. And that's the thing. When I was working in agency, one of the things that I really hated about brands when it comes to like ideas like this is like, oh, but how many products would you sell? Oh, but I'm not moving. No, you want top of mind awareness. Always. You want eyeballs to move to you.
Always.
In this 1 week or so that these people have been going back and forth, I would wager to say that a couple of people have followed Zondertech, a couple of people have followed Cowbell Coffee with no intention to buy anything from them.
No.
But now they are in their feed.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are doing a sale, a promotion or whatever, they will see it. As opposed to you spending millions or whatever on, let's say, billboard. A newspaper ad, billboard. Me and say me driver cram in share billboard. I can't remember the last time I mashed my too many, send me a kind billboard. I want crank chrome. still don't know who they do it for.
Yes, fact.
I think right now Billboard and stuff is prestigious. Oh, I can afford to be on a Billboard.
Yes.
When I was coming, Kwekwado, the streamer, he has a Billboard at the I think the runabout that leads from the N1 to Achimota. Yes.
Who is his target audience?
Meaning, why your Billboard saw a new guy be by streaming? Ding ding ding. It's a trim. Okay. But it's still there. And I said to myself, hey, na quick what? Because Kev, me shock Kev the wave, or my impression is
cry, how baby is say you need to scare him?
I mean,
in cry,
or your Billboard
about the tree? There's a wound through. In cry,
oh, me, I saw the people and I thought about it. And so, who people want to, you don't think about it.
Oh, my dream, but I'll keep it to myself because in cry, how baby is that say you scare him? Yeah,
I'm trying.
Hey! One of my friends was like, the average salary, one of the interviews we did, which will come out very soon, it was stated that the average salary in Ghana is about 3,000 CDs.
Mm.
Now, as I said, because you have 10%, 300 CDs, so I got 2,700.
Boy.
Now, okay, oh yeah, transport in and out, cry every day, cry every week. Yeah, I ain't a beka. I'm away to me, the yeah. Excesses, you know, like Republic and the billboards in Inca. Hey, who in crying? Muyibi.
By AMF. It was
no more. Anyway, speaking of Sika in this in crying, Cheddar, it seems like there has been.
Oh, yes, get into that story.
Yes, so the High Court reverses takeover of Cheddar's Oxford number one hotel for being in breach of court's rules, orders receiver to return keys immediately. There was a time where Cheddar and I think this is a company or whatever it is, they were in court and it was ordered for Cheddar to hand over, you know, his number one Oxford Street to them. I think there was an issue where Cheddar just wasn't giving out the Oxford Street. So they went to court again. And then the justices were like, hey, okay, now they need police escorts to go there and actually take over the place.
Apparently, you're called Trotro, Diane. Ampa.
I haven't passed.
Somebody passed and they said that, my deface.
Any which way, we woke up 2 days ago. Nanaya and I were actually talking about it yesterday. And now the judge is saying that they should give the keys back to Cheddar.
I need to understand the story properly.
Cheddar de ka.
Or the huanyaka.
A illness.
Ah, Nazo, Cheddar, what you loan?
Anna, Nanaya. Eh, or the ka. And I said, businessman, I'm the cow. And then Nanuyana, you who say, yes, it will be anyway, business.
It's true, actually. So this might not necessarily mean that he doesn't have money.
Money, yes.
Thing about rich people is they don't use their own money to fund their business.
They loan, make profit off it, and then pay the loan back. Anyway.
No, or the one you can win him the panel.
I'm somewhere in London. No.
Hey, the Caucasian Brits. You are in the Caucasian Brits. Oh, you got me. No, Chiake, then I call so.
Auntie, I see what Chasey Cheddar, sir. Chiaka, Cheddar, you know, who we in any, and I guess the same.
So what?
Into I didn't call court. They went to court, and unfortunately, Cheddar, for the first round, lost. So in order to pay back, you know, of course, they'll check your assets. And then Oxford Street, it seems, number one, Oxford Street seems like the property that would take care of, you know.
Really? And not the one at Polo?
I guess that's what they put on the line. And, you know, the justice was like, hey, or the judge was like, please hand over the keys to the ordinary canal. Cheddar didn't want to do it from reports, you know, back and forth. So they went to court again and the judge was like, okay, I'm sanctioning you to have police escorts to actually seize the property. So that was the last we heard of it, only to wake up on Thursday or Friday. And then they were like, the judge is saying the keys should be handed back to Cheddar. And with that, I say, hey, to me be, Etting crying, because amen.
Inti Cheddar akwetre ni to me, and he's got the keys to his property back.
Yes,
all right.
But I feel like it's not the end of it.
It's not. I was gonna say we should expect a video press conference. soon with people in t-shirts customized because
with his new beard.
Oh, he was a PR who he had a pan.
Why you know you?
Why should you
connect it? You make a crack out. So when you say yeah, Jane and the. I know wedding.
He was there. You know, I was actually gonna say that a way he be a cheddar, but not the tiger head. Actually, ni. How do you say? Is it abasa?
Show the sky then.
Way abatre. In a way, abasa or abasa. WWE abatre ha. Where
your
bicep?
Where your bicep is?
And it's weird thing.
Show that you mean, but I mean, cramping. Your neck. If anything, the bone,
the clavicle, the clavicle,
and the cramping.
I see. Wabeti, Wabeti, so what tiger headed to the Nabeti? So, hey, we are losing our foreign listeners. Sorry, guys. he will carry a tiger head and put it on his shoulder. Anyway, look, I don't know what else was going on, but let me tell you something about Ira Star fans.
Hey, guys, Joseph. So, ladies and gentlemen, every year, right, once a year on the streets of Twitter, Joseph says or does something.
It's not once a year.
The whole TL on Twitter.
When was the last time I was dragged?
Last year, didn't something happen?
Last year, no.
Okay.
I don't think so. I wasn't dragged last year.
I feel like every once a year, Biano, there's something that you do and then the whole TL is up in a tizzy.
This is the second time I have been dragged by an international fan base. This is the second time. The first time was
Beyonce.
It wasn't Beyonce. I think it was Ashanti fans and black women in America. But no, listen, guys, this is actually ridiculous. Freedom of speech is under attack.
Kwame.
Okay. Uh-huh. Let me tell you guys. Okay. So Stargirl is out and I've been listening to Stargirl back to back. No skips. The songs, everything is great.
Mm.
And mind you, I am a mobster. I'm sorry. I am a full mobster. I've been listening to Ayasta since 19 and Dangerous.
Yeah.
So I was listening to Heaven Baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the way the song is produced and everything, I thought to myself, oh, you know who would sound really great on this track? Mm-hmm. Sam Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sam Smith, the way the song is produced is something that's very easy
for
Sam. Yes, Sam Smith, you know. And so I remember I was listening to this thing. It was 11:30. I was going to bed. And I tweeted, I know Zayn was a great choice.
The Zayn Malik.
Zayn Malik.
Yeah.
Who's the original featured artist. I said, I know Zayn was a great choice. But Heaven Baby is begging for a Sam Smith vocal arrangement. Now, let me just explain when I coined it and I said, is begging.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say it's like, Ira Star didn't know better. And that it should have been Sam Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that the sound of the song, the sonics,
mm-hmm.
it would do so well with Sam Smith on it.
Yeah.
I wasn't even saying, you using.
Yeah.
Even poor. I think I was saying that, okay, Sam Smith should do a cover. Mm-hmm. I just want to hear his vocals on this. Mm-hmm. And I went to bed. And you know, when I woke up, my new friend Afro Electra said, I hear it.
I knew he was going to say that.
Natalie said, exactly. Nana Kojo Mula said, you're onto something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody even came and said, oh, Letter to God is so special. I think he would be better on that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then somebody came to say, y'all are never satisfied. And then I thought to myself, oh, now we swear. And then somebody said, 2016 Sam Smith, not 2026 Sam Smith. Hey. Somebody said, who the hell is Sam Smith? So that is when I started to think to myself,
that's a rubber.
Let me say, sweet, no. People are misunderstanding it.
Yeah.
And I hearkened back to a couple of weeks ago when I was that previewed Miss Paper.
Uh-huh.
Like at a club or something. Somebody posted it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know what is going on, but these days the fan bases are fighting too much.
Yeah.
The fan bases are fighting too much. I don't know. But somebody came to Twitter and said that, oh, she's copying Molly.
Oh, really?
Because this sounds like Baki. And then Molly came to respond to, somebody said she's copying Molly.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody responded to that and said, yeah, because this sounds like Baki.
No, but it's a Caribbean sound.
Exactly.
Like, guys. I mean,
that's another thing that you have to understand. You are on the internet fighting with people that do not have a frontal lobe that's developed. Jesus. That's another thing. So Molly came to respond to the one that said, this sounds like Baki, and said, stream Baki here, right? Girl, she's promoting.
Yeah.
Baddies love Molly's out. She's promoting her music. People started to dogpile on her, talking about she's weird. Why is she acting so weird? Ira has done nothing but show her love. And she's responding to a shady tweet, because the original tweet was that, oh, she's trying to steal Molly's sound. Oh. And then the person was like, oh yeah, this sounds like Molly. This sounds like Baki. And then she came. So, and I remember thinking to myself that, oh, this is a bit much. Why are we doing this? Because I know Molly. Molly is like fearlessly promoting stuff.
Shelly?
Like Molly is not, she's that kind of person that I'm always going to promote my business.
She don't play.
A delivery guy is calling me. Hello?
Another Uber. Can they jawum?
Yes. This is the delivery guy. Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. Sir. Oh yeah, we a different one.
You said. Naya. So be a smile podcast is so.
Naya, Pacho. Who of 50 cities were on? But more of 50 cities. Which are
the? And the other car.
Sir. Hey.
Hey, Joseph. Then.
Dabi, but wait. Dabi, unim. Wait on 50 cities. Yeah.
But who are crying? Yeah, the
name. Obviously, my mate. 1 second. Wait, did you send me a call?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we are not pausing this. We are not pausing this. Yeah, it's not her trim of Joseph Abba. Hey. Oh, God. Daddy Cyril. Charlie, how are we? You see? Oh, Charlie, you go well. You go well. Do I happy about it? I just need to edit it. Overnight, and then tomorrow I'll include it into this particular episode that we are recording. No. Oh, boy, kawo. It is a scenario in this. Nana, I bet see if you pay me. Yeah, it went well. I'll just edit it and then insert it into this episode, and then it goes out. And then the 1 minute video will go out during the week. 1 minute video go out during the week. So yeah. Hey. Guys, this is what happens in the background, bro. We'll see.
Okay. Yentaso. Right, so I wasn't even like, take Sam Smith off. And so when the dogpiling happened with Molly, and I remember thinking to myself that, and I'm very vicious, that the girl is just promoting. Molly is like an internet babe. She's just promoting. And there's like old clips of Ira like talking about Molly and all those kind of things. So they were making it like a thing. So when I started seeing some of these responses, and I thought to myself, oh, this is about to take a left turn. So I muted a tweet. I wasn't even here for it. I have too much going on in my day. So tell me why, because I even shared the tweets to my Instagram story. And I was telling people that, I just tweeted this thing. I didn't add a hashtag. I didn't add a Stargirl hashtag. I didn't mention Ira directly. It was supposed to be one of those tweets. And it was at 11 something. I didn't think, say, I'd be fat. What's it I say? So when I woke up, I saw that I had like 20,000 views on the tweet. And so I shared to my story and I said that, hey, Rock Nation is really working. Because, you know, 144,000 views later. Let's read the quotes.
Hey.
Yeah, every Ghanaian meal starts with the right ingredients, and that's exactly what Emes Foods delivers. From the rich aroma of Northern Ghana's dawadawa to carefully selected fish spices sourced straight from local communities, Emes Foods brings you the authentic taste of home, crafted with quality, tradition, and freshness in every product. I've tried it. Any advert, okay? I have tried it. I specifically love their goat seasoning and their honey. It's thick, it's rich, and it's sweet. Taste the culture, trust the quality. Call 020-825-7112 or chat them up on WhatsApp Business on 055-3174-787. MS Foods, flavor done right. Respectfully, when you choose to put Zayn Malik's voice in a song, it's a full stop right there. Hey. Any other person will sound dry as fuck in front of him.
Me name is I'm open Zayn, so, but what do you talk?
Let me tell you something. I realized that I was being attacked by Ira fans, mobsters, and Zayn fans.
Hey.
Oh, yes. Ira Star was very satisfied choosing Zayn for the song. If you think otherwise, go and sing your own song. Zayn fans, don't allow stupid agenda to get to you.
I saw that one!
He is not a mobster, by the way. Chese!
Chese, a tagger!
He has... Look, Chese, they've gone to my account. And so somebody responded and says, OMG, Dolly, he didn't mean shade. And Dolly said, I'm addressing it because they are already trying to twist the narrative out of it. It is better addressed.
Who hates these people? What's going on?
Somebody said, let others have shine. The song is so good. Most of us can actually see them together. It gives a deeper feeling to the song. Sam is amazing, but we cannot blur the lines with him. These two are like great actors that make you feel in every verse that they are together. Sweet delusion. The disrespect y'all keep showing Zayn is insane. Imagine thinking anyone else could have done that outro better than Zayn or even the yearning part. Somebody said, who's going to sing the high notes then?
Bitch, it has been stated.
Sam Smith cannot sing high notes. Since when?
I have a comment, but I would
say. Since when? Somebody said, Mobsters and Z Squad, please do not fall for this obvious rage bait.
Rage bait!
Rage bait? I was like, what the fuck are y'all talking about?
I did die.
I'm like, somebody said, please go away. The song is perfect as it is. This is my personal favorite. I say, when you are less busy, call Sam Smith and you guys should hop on it. Oh, Miss Cracky One, you did your big one. You really ate that. I'm never going to lie. Miss Cracky One with your 891 followers.
Goddamn.
A very tired girl, don't stress. You did your big one. I love it. Somebody said, are you trying to be stupid? Because what the hell is this? If you want something else, you know Road to Studio. Go and sing it with Sam Smith.
Wow.
Like, I'm sorry.
What is going on?
Like, this is insult upon insult upon insult. I'm scrolling and it's not stopping. I'm scrolling. Is that? And guess what? Zayn is still on the song, despite your half-baked opinion. You see how that works? I'm like, oh my God.
Do people cannot have opinions again?
Oh my God. Since when? And you know, I've seen so many people like, this happened to so many people on the internet and everything. And sometimes when I look at the reason why it happened, I'm like, I guess you asked for it and those kind of things. I was not begging for it, Punjab. I did not ask for it. I was not begging for it. What the hell? I'm sorry. Guys, again, this is a tweet.
Oh my God.
Know Zayn was a great choice, but Heaven Baby is begging for a Sam Smith vocal arrangement. I am sorry. I know that even if Ira Star read this tweet herself, she would not be upset.
No. You see, guys, let's not, you know, get into the politics of this. Sam Smith is one of, you know, the greatest vocalists we have around in pop music. Now, if you've listened to Writings on the Wall, which was used in one of the 007 movies, you will know exactly why Joseph said what he said. Because Writings on the Wall, the arrangement and Heaven kind of have a similar feel. And Sam Smith would have killed it. So as soon as I saw your tweet, I was like, I see it. I hear it. Of course, Zayn did an amazing job. But then if you give the song to Sam Smith, let's say Sam Smith does like a cover of the song. Let's remove Ira and even Zayn. And we add some orchestra strings here and there.
I completely get that, you know, Sam Smith wasn't picked because he's not straight. So he's not going to give that love thing. I get it.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Yeah. I loved Pillow Talk. What are you talking about? I love Pillow Talk. Okay.
Just that said, please, I'm also a fan of Zayn. Basically, that's what he's trying to say.
I'm not going to do that. Please. I'm not a fan of Zayn because outside of Pillow Talk, I don't know any other song. Cyril, your dog has been unleashed on us.
Hey.
I'm fucking dying. Guys, there's a dog in it. Our studio dog just ran into there. Kwame, I think you don't like light, and light knows.
No, me, I was looking at the cameras because.
But the cameras are not on.
No, Sarah,
how did you let the dog get off your leash? Anyway, no, for real, I'm not like.
You know, okay. This just advanced the whole DB comment.
What DB comment?
There's a dog in the studio.
You know what, Kwame? I have come to realize that I did grow up with a certain level of privilege.
Thank
and
you.
There's no need to like
let them know.
But yeah, because we do this thing in this country where it's like people that don't suffer are supposed to feel bad or something.
No, we glorify suffering.
I'm sorry. I grew up in a house where my dog was allowed to be inside, so it is what it is.
That's it.
Y'all can. Hey, I'm not hanging that. Dog.
Yo, that is so multi-layered, eh?
I'm just saying, like, I can't do much about it. I can't do much about it, okay? Our studio manager has a dog he has a bed for, okay? Light has like two different beds. It's an elevated bed. What? I'm sorry, these are the people.
Well. Trust the dance man, nigga.
Look, I wouldn't say I'm a fan of Zayn because I wasn't like a huge One Direction fan. I knew the popular songs. And then I also listened to Pillow Talk because I think it was a great song.
Yeah.
I think I listened to his album as well. But I don't check for him. Like, I don't go and look for him. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that I don't like Zayn on the song. I just really, really heard Sam Smith because, you know, that Heaven, baby. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's very Sam Smithy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not pressed by this. I was actually very entertained by the whole thing.
It was quite interesting.
And it also just showed me the era of discourse we are in when it comes to social media. Because a lot of these people are probably young people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're employed.
They have too much time, eh?
No, because also there's a certain level of comprehension that you need to have to be able to hold a job. Actually, let me not lie.
God damn.
People are bad at their jobs, so... but hey guys, you know what? I love it because Twitter told me my impressions were up. 144,000 so far. Does it say how many quotes? It doesn't. But yeah, that's what happened to me this week on Twitter. I can add Mobsters and Z Squad to the fan bases that have come for me.
Well,
after Ashanti's fans. So yeah.
Well, speaking of music, new music, of course, Stargirl is out. Star Life is also out, speaking of stars.
Oh yeah, we should talk about that. Yeah.
By Vic Toni.
Oh, you're talking about
Star Life.
Are we
done with the
No, I thought we were going to talk about Stargirl.
Okay, we can still stick
Dangerous,
to Stargirl.
I played Dangerous like 5 times before I moved on.
It's a good starter.
It's a great way to start an album.
It's a good starter.
What? Stargirl, I don't play around. Oh my God. This kind of world, no money make can go round. Oh my God. The
opening song definitely gave me the vibe, the cover art was, energy, with the ghillie and everything. Yeah.
And then from there, you go straight into Amazing.
Yeah.
Wiki One. Amazing. Do you know, somebody said this album is like anti, and I see it. I see it. They're like, this album is like Rihanna's anti. Because Amazing, it's amazing. It's giving sex with... No, wait. Sex with me is not on that song. It's sex with me is not on that album.
No, it's not on...
It's giving... What is that Rihanna song on the anti album? The music is Black and White. Kiss It Better.
Kiss it,
yeah.
Baby.
And then Pressure with Leon Thomas. Give me that pressure.
The Leon Thomas feature was quite interesting. I was like, hey, my ANRA album.
I was very surprised. But I when I saw his name, I was like, what is Leon going to sound like on a song with Ira? But
it sounded really
good.
Yeah.
Sounded really good. No, the ANR on this album was actually top.
Oh, yeah.
Top. There was no wrong pairing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It was all really good.
Midnight in New York was very Midnight in New York. Like, I.
Why'd you say that?
The sound, the production, what she said,
Midnight in New York.
Yeah, like the EDM. Like, yeah, it's very midnight in New York.
Oh, you can see New York is like
dancing. Yeah, like EDM, like in a club, everybody is just high on Molly and then just dancing to the song. Yeah, I mean.
High on what?
Molly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not the girl.
That was a double entendre for those who caught it.
Okay. Yeah. No, I must say the slower songs on it, I can, for example, Heaven Baby, I think is going to become the next big proposal wedding song.
Yes.
Then Letter to God. You know that every now and then there's this like white sounding song on TikTok that they use. Wherever they be, wherever
yeah, the emotion, the emo,
I think Letter to God is gonna become that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, Ira, you really did your.
Oh, this is very well
there's
done.
There's a song that she didn't put on. There's this song. If you there's a video of her in an elevator, and they were playing the song. They previewed it like months ago. That song they make it on the album. I don't know why, because that song sounds like really fire.
Maybe they'll release it as a single
or a deluxe.
Well, yes, deluxe. I can see that. Yeah, I can see that. Maybe on the deluxe, who knows? Sam Smith do a remix.
Girl, I don't care anymore. Yeah, you're ridiculous. oh, also, you see Rema's pictures that cost.
Hey, Rema. Rema is the one rage baiting you guys.
And I find it so interesting because somebody posted what he posted on Instagram and he posted like the, you know, the masculine ones.
Yeah.
And he gave you all the lesbian ones.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
I always tell Joseph, Rema is a straight man, you know, cosplaying as a lesbian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. His energy feels very.
That is your opinion.
That's my opinion. Okay. His energy.
A straight man cosplaying as a lesbian.
Yeah.
Okay.
His energy is very lesbian. Like.
Really?
Very, you know, those.
I don't think his energy is lesbian. I think that he might look a little bit like a lesbian. I don't think his energy is very lesbian.
No, he gives me, you know, those tomboy lesbians.
Yeah.
That's what he gives me.
Is it still correct to say dyke?
It depends on which region you're from.
Hey,
in
Siri,
America.
Is it offensive to call people dykes?
Siri said,
oh my God.
Do you want me in this?
He just asked me if I want to call Van Dyke on my phone.
Siri said, I am not involved in this buffoonery.
No, but like, like on stage when he's performing and in interviews, and he doesn't give a lesbian to
me. No. So his performances,
visually,
yes, visually when he poses, he always does this feminine feel, and I get it. Like rock stars back in the day would, you know, tap into their femininity to, you know, have talkability and also just express themselves. You understand? And you really have to be in touch with your feminine side to be very, 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 very secure in your masculine side as well. I get that. That balance of energy, people get it. And those who get it, get it. But then for him, he intentionally does that to rage bait so that you guys talk
about
him.
Do you think that he does that to rage bait? I think it's just a form of expression that he enjoys. Because he has dermal piercings. Like, I will not go and pierce my body to rage bait. I would do it because I enjoy. I feel like Verma is somebody that he's doing the things that he wants to do. His tattoos, his whatever. Mm-hmm. It's stuff that he wants to do. Now, posing a certain way and then putting specific pictures on Twitter on a chaotic app is the rage bait.
Yes.
But I just think that his form of self-expression is just what it is.
Oh, I mean, I'm not mad at that. I mean, I'm not mad at Verma. I'm just trying to say, sometimes he does things intentionally just to, you know.
Oh my God. I just saw somebody tweet and say that Kim Promise has done a hair transplant.
Oh, hence the durag.
Yes, because they are saying that for some time now, he's always in a skull cap or a durag. And just last week, he went for a run campaign thing. He was wearing a skull cap. We haven't seen his bald head in a while.
Anybody... I thought it was you and I. What's going on?
He has money. He doesn't work in an office. He can go and get it.
I guess he has 3 months to spare.
So is he about to switch up his look?
But we are so used to his bald head. And Niti, he wants anything at threat. So I wonder, anyway.
I mean, if Asake can go from locks to look at Caesar to bald, he can go from bald to hair.
Shakir self has done wig before. Sani blue wig, you know. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that era.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's possible. Shakir, look, Kim Promise really wore the durag to the thing.
Oh, yeah. I wish. Okay.
He went to greet the president.
Oh, in a durag. Yeah. Anka bobo eche numpwe.
Oh, nah. He's hiding something.
Hair transplants. To say ni insane. Unti mi fensi. Utru mutanya.
MAP. Oh, my God. Okay.
I was laughing. Hair transplants.
That's crazy. Okay. Well, I think eventually we're going to see it, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, what is there anything else you want to talk about?
I think we've...
Nanea, what else is trending before I get into my big brother Niger rant? You don't watch? Oh, okay.
Oh, but I know Mercedes got kicked out.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Unfortunately, I really think that Nigerians, you know, it's the whole West African conservativeness.
Mm-hmm.
The babe went and was pulled, lap dancing. She put her titties out and everything, I guess.
Yeah.
But you know, it is also, I said it on the last episode, that this thing happens to some of the contestants where people think that they are so strong that nobody votes for them. And because it's the first voting, it happens all the time,
mm-hmm.
where people are like, oh, this girl, she's really out there. People love her. Let me vote for somebody that won't get it. And then everybody else is thinking like that. And then, like, you know, they get out. But last week, Sunday, was it Sunday or Monday? I can't remember. Yeah. Neche took a voluntary exit and left the house.
Oh.
A lot of people are speculating that they think she's pregnant because in the week before, she had gone to a diary session and told Big Brother that, oh, Big Brother, I'm feeling very down because of my secret. And Big Brother said, oh, we'll discuss this later. Because she had just she was the first head of house to win their wager presentation. She survived eviction, everything. Like,
Big Brother to say we'll discuss it later. Yeah.
And then she randomly
in a diary session
calls the whole house and says, I have asked for voluntary exit, so I'm going. And then she takes her microphone off and everything and then leaves.
Hey, dramatic exit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's that. I wanted to talk about
Hold on. Okay. Let me deep it.
Deep it.
On all the Big Brothers, international, Africa, Nigeria, whatever, there has never been a point where in a diary session, someone that says, I don't want to, you know, talk about my secret. And then Big Brother says, oh, we'll talk about it later. Big Brother will either
Want to talk about my secret. She said, I'm feeling like my mm-hmm, she said mm-hmm. she was crying. And she's like, she's really anxious or something about her secrets. So it was more like Big Brother didn't want to bring it up.
Wow. That rarely happens.
And you know, they talk to Big Brother off camera sometimes.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. So I'm sure it's something that he's privy to. So that's why people are saying that she probably found out that she's pregnant. Because they've been in the house for 4 weeks.
So someone in the house has impregnated her.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. No. Oh, if you have one thing.
Yeah, probably. But hey, we don't know this for a fact. This is what people are speculating.
Mm.
Some people were saying mental health. And some people started dragging her and saying that, well, she's stolen somebody's slot. If she knew that she wasn't mentally whatever, girl, guy, whatever. People can think they're strong and then it can affect them. Being in that house is a whole different ballgame,
no
you guys.
Phones.
There is no phone. There's no family member that you love. You are living in a house with strangers. And when you dislike somebody, you are seeing them all the time. Sometimes they are put in your same group as a task. They are sleeping next to you. You can't do anything about it. So,
And you have a lot of downtime.
Yes.
It gets you thinking a lot.
And also constantly being aware that you are being filmed, that the whole world is watching you.
Mm-hmm.
You will never know. Until you have been in Big Brother's house, you will never know what that does to your psyche. So please, let's just save it.
Yeah.
My rant this week is going to be for all the Nomi haters. Like I said, this season, I'm not picking a fave. It doesn't mean Nomi's my fave. There are people that I enjoy for the plot. I think that Nomi is one of them. I personally, as an individual, I don't see myself being friends with somebody like Tram. But I like Tram for the show because he's necessary for the plot. Ricky, wrap it up. Wrap it up and leave. Ricky came into the house making everybody think like, oh, he's this hot guy that everybody wants. He decides who wants him and everything.
Okay.
And every girl has done nothing but reject him. He doesn't have game. He doesn't have game. He's lazy. He walks around that house thinking that he's the shit. He has tried to kiss people and they have turned him down. You really think you have game and you cannot get people to kiss you? Like, what is going on?
What does he have that makes him feel?
He's tall.
Just that.
He has a connecting beard. He's a little bit light-skinned. I don't know. He thinks, like, one time I heard him talking to the guys. I was talking about how he, if you are dating him, you have to do what he says. He picks his girl's outfits. He doesn't meet girls outside. They always come to his house. He doesn't force it.
Thank God the house is educating the women around him that he can be better.
Ricky, you are John. That's the thing. You don't even know it. You are John. Because, you know, he speaks a big game about how, you know, he gets women and everything. And I have watched him. He has moved to so one time he was like, you know what? There's a married woman on the show called Abby. He's like, oh, there's no way that she'll come to this show and we'll give her an easy time where no boy moves to her and respects her marriage. We have to give her, cause she came to a reality show. So they have to give her some ginger. So he tried to move to her. She turned it down quickly. Turned out quickly. Tried to move to
it shows Shiba. She doesn't understand women. Yeah. Yes.
Tried to move to Shiba, a mother of one. Like, kiss me now. Kiss me. What the hell?
Ew.
So cringe. Wrap it up and go home. Boring. I definitely enjoy Oying and Flora. I definitely enjoy Aiku. I actually like Cassie too. I think Cassie's doing something for the show. Araga, wrap it up and go home.
Charlie.
I've said it before. You came to the show and your entire personality for the last 4 weeks has been Goddess's boyfriend. Anytime we hear you speak or argue or whatever, you are either arguing with Goddess because she's giving other men attention or you are fighting women. You have spoken very disparagingly about Abby in front of her. I don't even want to. But anyway, let me get back to my rants about Nomi. Some of you are acting like Nomi is the worst person in the world because she has what two big brother cheek kakra. I'm sorry, but like, you were school. We all had rule breakers. There were people that followed the rules and were people that break the rules. And let's be very honest. If people were not breaking the rules, school would have been very boring for us. She was the last person in a head of house challenge. She performed poorly. And he said, oh, she's supposed to wear a bench warmer vest and sit on a bench warmer stool. Which, by the way, is not good for your back. Let's be very, very honest, big brother. Some days she will forget. Like on her regular life, she doesn't walk around doing a punishment 24 hours a day. She will forget. Then you said, oh, because she has forgotten, you're extending the punishment. Then you extended it to cleaning the bathroom. Sometimes people used to help her. And also, ufe bufo. Also, she comes late to arena game. Also, ufe bufo. There are people in life, they are very slow.
Yeah.
They walk slowly. They do, like, you can't, you know. And so I started to ask myself, is this a boarding school? This is not boarding school. People, they had the French man. Then he said, okay, African for disobeying all the rules, not following the punishment and everything, you have given her a strike.
Oh.
A strike is a big deal. When you get three, you are out of the show. So in my understanding of things, after the strike, does she have to do the punishments?
No.
I'm on a strike. You say she still has to do the punishments.
Ah, then you are trying to kick her off the show with that.
You know, girl, no, you're a bad bitch. And so I see your own him and your name of a tree. So she started mouthing off. She doesn't do the punishment. She does what she wants, you know. And you have denied her a diary session for over a week.
Huh.
Inti, man, after Necha year voluntary exit, you know. I was saying, they don't know so.
Oh, shit.
Inti, I'll call ringi bell, no. So, I'm going to be so.
Hey.
And Big Brother said, they'll address her later.
Hey.
She went to sit down for the live nomination show.
Oh, shit.
But you find us not call them. Or see on Snassy for a nomination show. Because you have denied her of this thing. You are punishing her.
This is entertainment.
Oh, yes. And Nomi is the most talked about housemates since week one.
We're using the special day.
Since week one. It's almost name. So almost to me, my voluntary exit. You know.
Gosh.
You know.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
she finally had her diary session this week. And they've let her stop the punishments and all of that. And people are like, oh, this one, they're production's favorites. And that's, she knows somebody. That's why she's still there. Oh, how can you disrespect Big Brother and still be in the house? Production's favorites? Are you for real?
Okay, I'm
somebody that was under punishment for 2 weeks automatically. Do you know that every week for nomination, they give the housemates the ability to save people. Mm-hmm. Because she was on punishment for the last 2 weeks, Big Brother said she cannot be saved. So automatically every week she has been up for nomination.
And she's made it out.
Let me tell you something. They are building her. They don't know. This is what they did to Tacha. This is what they did to Cece. So for those of you who are saying Nomi is production's favorite, you need to save it because she's not. And you are making it look like she's the worst person in the world. Disrespectful. Some of you don't even greet the elderly people in your neighborhood. You want to come for Nomi? Please, let's keep it cute. Anyway, this Sunday, I think who is going home? If it's one person, I think it could be Gerard or Cassie. If Cassie's up, I can't remember. I think so. But let's see how it goes. Because I know Nomi's not going anywhere. I know Tram is not going anywhere. And so that is my Big Brother's corner for this episode.
Okay. I mean, I have not really been watching. I just see clips. But thanks to Joseph, I get caught up. Yeah.
So I think we can move on to our listener letter now.
Yes, we can.
Do you have something else to talk about?
Shout out to Hedicator. Apparently, the birthday.
Hey, swing mommy. Swing the mommy.
Hey!
You don't care the chain, Kali Kali.
Hey, they're all. They started the backup dancer. Oh, killing.
I love it.
Osana.
I love it. The wig is always atrocious. Wig in SBB as a wood flat iron can't be nanny. Who hear me pass so much shit or not? Like the caricature, no, eh, yeah, me fair.
See,
swinging mommy, when mommy, swing,
ah, yeah, zoom to be also with you.
Ah, eh, come on.
Oh, yeah. Educator,
a clear educator, eh, come on. Kali Kali say, guys, forgive me, guys.
This are the Nigerian soundtrack that will be with you, though.
Oh, chia. O-T-Y-A-A.
Ochia.
Ah, now pa. Now we feel say, now we hear, say, you are plus one today. Now we feel say, any we hear ye. You are so funny. Hedicator
now, Benjano. I found a person crying.
And it's not even only Hedicator. There's like 3-4 people doing it now.
Yeah.
MFA po.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Since you create me and you create me.
You know what?
And we can even charge that 1,000 cedis because if we decide that every celebrity that we interview, that's when we'll do the video.
Actually.
Yeah, bobo. I said, Joey, you will be my background dancer. Joey, be with my background. Well, now, yeah, you know, happy birthday. Can you imagine if every
celebrity that we get? Kalikali B markets no new. Should I create B the DB a wing of it? Hey,
yeah.
Share on your mouth full production. How sound on.
Oh, really?
Oh, because there. Oh, Kelly.
Too bad. Too bad.
Oh, Kalikali.
Anyway, let's move on to our listener letters.
Yes.
So we have a listener letter from somebody that sent us this letter in June. Okay. And this is what she sent to us recently. She said, Joseph, hi, I hope you are doing well. Eating and all, let me buy you juice, okay?
Hey.
I sent you my situation since June. I genuinely need advice from you guys, especially Kwame, being a married man too. I've been an avid listener right from the beginning, right from sex. Your orgasm is your responsibility.
Hey.
Y'all responded to my text, but never attended to my situation. It's been 3 months and I don't know what to do about the situation still. So let's go and find out what she sent. Hi, sincerely Akra. Good day to you, Joseph, Kwame, and all intimidators. Joseph, it's a lot, but I'm trying to keep it curt. Hey, C-U-R-T. Because I know y'all ain't got much time. I've been married for 4 years and 8 months, and I have a child with my husband. We live in Germany. And I just recently found out about 2 weeks ago that this man has been talking to another girl since January this year. So the girl reached out to me, sent me all the receipts. And when I say all, I mean all the receipts. Now I don't know what to do. I confronted him about it. And yes, we've done all that. But the aftermath is that we are very... Ah, wait. Haven't you read this before?
We have, but that episode didn't come out because changes BBM. Yeah. Yes. And sister,
we would have released. We actually did your letter. It's true.
Yes, you see, it's
not our fault.
It's not our fault. Yeah.
We did your letter, but because I'm like,
a couple of things shifted here and there.
Okay, so we'll run it back for you.
Yeah.
She sent all the receipts. And when I say all, I mean all the receipts. Now, I don't know what to do. I confronted him about it. And yes, we've done all that. But the aftermath is that we are in a very unstable place. And I don't know what to do. What I do know is I want to still be married. But lately, I feel like we are drifting apart. And I don't know. It's like two steps forward and one steps back. Help a sister, Kwame, actually. What should I do? I'm barely keeping afloat and I don't want to drown. What should I do? Now, in her update, she said, I have told his mother because it was becoming too much to bear. I also told his older sister too, so that in the future, I have witnesses. But I really don't know what to do in this house. And y'all are constantly not assisting me. Hey, time is going, no. Please, I need your collective advice. Thanks.
So he's still texting someone. The assumption is he hasn't acted on it. Is that what she's saying?
Well, she hasn't caught him yet. I found out 2 weeks ago that this man has been talking to another girl since January this year. The girl reached out to me and sent me all the receipts. Now I don't know what to do. Okay, so in the recent update, she has told the boy's mother and the boy's sister. She wants to stay married, I'm guessing because of the kid. So she doesn't know what to do. My thing is, wait, did she say she has spoken to him? I confronted him about it, but the aftermath, we are in a very unstable place. I don't know what to do. I feel like we are drifting apart. Memo Odin, Cutie Pie. Awarenugu. Oh, yes. In 2026, man, it's a wire shock to be sad. I know. What person will keep your marriage afloat? What will people say? Girl, come with the nobody cares. My thing is that whenever somebody does something or whatever it is, and you address it, and the results of that addressing is not an effort to bring things back to where it was, but rather awkwardness and whatever, it's lost. That's my opinion. I know this nigga is about to give you a kumbaya shit. But that's my opinion. I just feel you should not be the only one that wants it to work. If things have become awkward and you are the one that's feeling like, oh, it's become awkward, what can I do? I want to stay married. I'm sorry. How does he feel? When you confronted him, what was the conversation? I feel like you need to now pivot towards what life is going to look like as a born one divorcee and start again. This is my humble advice. But after all, you wrote this letter mainly to hear from Kwame Asante, so you can hear from him. In a mature margin.
Man, it's such a sticky situation. Charlie, marriage is a two-way street. You've had a conversation with him and he's still misbehaving. There should be effort on his end. If he really, really loves you, we should be seeing effort on his end to really try and patch things up. Because, yes, there's a thing like the male ego, but in the spell of the moment, you know, it will hit like, oh, watch me. And then the male ego will try and do its thing. But then after some time, he's supposed to see his wrongs. And then if he's a verbal person, approach you and talk about it. If he's nonverbal, his actions will show he's actually remorseful and then find a way. Some people are apologetic, like our African parents. They are not verbally apologetic, but you know, they apologize with their actions. You know, even though in marriages, Charlie, you are encouraged to communicate because that's one of the tenets of successful marriage. So it's,
what are the other tenets?
But yeah, communication is key in the marriage. And if he's not willing to meet you halfway, then there's a problem there. Atra, be careful now. He's almost gotten to go forth and be great. It's good you told his mom and his sister. What our advice is, tell your side of the family as well. Speak to your mom or your dad or like someone in your family you trust who wouldn't make a big deal out of this yet. And let's see how it plays out with the mom and the sister. For you and your peace at home, I would advise...
But you know, the question I actually have to ask here is, you said you told the guy's mother, you told the older sister, and what did they do? Yeah, but what kind, and what have they offered to the situation? Yeah.
So write back to us and let us know, you know, what they've done. But then for you, you don't want to be somewhere where it's awkward. So maybe since it's been a while, since January, and it's still nothing has happened, I think this will be a good time for some form of separation. You know, Joseph is saying our NA go back. Let's start
separation. That's your uncle break.
No separation. You know, it's either she moves out of the house or he moves out of the house.
And no.
Joseph,
you are not coming back. That's a lot to wife.
I'm only saying that because it's become awkward for her. And Charlie, baby, I would done. Say energy in your writer. I want to be functioning. So she needs to maybe move back to her mom's or her dad's house or her auntie's house, wherever. And then they should work it out. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
I have a friend, right? Mm-hmm. She said that you don't give men second chances.
Hey, be you.
I'm telling you for a fact. If you leave that house under the guise of, oh, we need a break. Oh, kwaba. Uber banana girls need a 2-3 account. Me car trail. It's a wrap.
No, but I, at the end of the day, she leaving the house is for her own sanity. And if she leaves and it ends up, you know, ending up in, you know, divorce, then, you know, at least you saved yourself that mental space of, I left whilst, you know, I still had my sanity. Because continuing to stay in that house with that awkwardness and now you are looking over your shoulder, you don't know if he's still talking to the guy, you don't know, you know, what's running through his head, you're having all these feelings. And Kuyi, you understand? And personally, it's a lot. You know, marriage, I would say, is an intrusive institution where constantly in the house, like all the time. So it's a very weird space to be in when, you know, the other person is acting weird, you know, towards you. So please, just for your sanity, go spend some time in your family house. You can even say,
and don't come back.
Maybe out in Kuala Lumpur vacation, and then just go spend time, you know, in your family house, and then let's see what your families can do about it. At 20 years, so you can always see a marriage counselor, and then if that fails, you know that Charlie Joseph, what Joseph is saying is right. But I wouldn't jump to the divorce thing immediately.
Find a support group for newly divorced women, and go and listen to them.
Yeah, I think it's step by step because Charlie, for life, you know, sometimes in Bemana, I bought them. Like, hey, but this nigga too, Charlie, what is this?
So
sometimes you can't. Sometimes
y'all want to play around. I've told you, if you share this is like it transcends marriage, friendship, whatever it is.
Yeah.
If you tell somebody how they made you feel, and
there's no change,
you are met with awkwardness or whatever, not rather an effort to make you, you know, come back to how things were or whatever. Girl,
let it go. Yeah, let me put a caveat there. Sometimes immediately it will still be awkward, but then over time, because she said January.
She sent this letter in June and she sent a follow up last week. That means that it is still there. Awkward as hell.
So I'm even referring to friendships. When the conversation happens, it will be awkward because you're calling the person out.
Yeah.
But then after some time, Ubehun said there will be this intentional effort to come back to normalcy. Then that one, you work it out. But when over time, no, still, no, Jimmy, no, that's all, Charlie, it's a wrap. Just move on.
Which you are not seeing. That or effort to come back to normalcy.
Yeah. But girl now sending evidence also, so hey.
Let's talk about that.
You know.
Girl no Odie answer. Because I'm sure you know. From January.
If you dear now could you not say, ah, wasted goose, my core reports.
And I guy no chisel.
I don't
see.
Because what is this reporting thing?
Yes, if it's a camera woman saying they own him, I'm going to tell your wife.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
And then he was like, do your worst.
Yeah. It's ebi edu kwa iti na waya nonchalant no. Kwa nani kwa yane bufu. Kwa nani kwa yane bufu. Ah, go away pa. Awe,
oche. Kakra na mezimu kwa kudia baro wa kuchukime.
Kwa yacho, 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 yacho.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, over the course of the year, we have been in the Ashesi Venture Incubator. I've spoken about it before. We've spoken about it before. And today we're going to be speaking to the director of the Ashesi Center for Entrepreneurship. Which is going to talk to us about the AVI and how you can apply for the AVI if you want to. So that's the conversation we're going to be having right now. It's short, it's sweet, but it's also very insightful. Don't say we don't do anything for you because we're always thinking about the ways to elevate our listeners. Yeah, we'll be right back.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi guys, welcome to a little segment that we're going to be doing today with someone very interesting, special, and quite frankly, important, okay?
Yeah.
Today in the studio, I have with me the director for the Ashesi Center for Entrepreneurship, Jessica Boyfield. Welcome, Jessica.
Hello.
How are you feeling on the set of Sincerely Accra, who is part of your AVI cohort number 7?
Cohort number 7.
Oh my God, I got it right.
It is.
But anyway, Jessica's here because I know, guys, we've actually spoken about this on the podcast for quite a bit, that we have been in the AVI, that's the Ashesi Venture Incubator. Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell people what the Ashesi Venture Incubator is?
Absolutely. So, you know, I always start from Ashesi's mission. You and I went to Ashesi.
Oh, of course.
And
yes.
Ashesi is big on ethical entrepreneurial leaders. Mm-hmm. And the AVI is, I mean, think about it as like a vehicle through which we support our entrepreneurs. It's focused on our alumni entrepreneurs. And so if you're an alumni and you have a business, you can apply into the AVI. 12 months, very intense. We connect you with coaches, give some funding, give you specialist support services. By that, I mean what, legal support, accounting and taxation, go-to-market support. The point essentially is to get your business growing, right? Mm-hmm. I've had people ask, like, oh, so if I'm running a business, why would I need to be an incubator for 12 months?
Mm.
And I keep saying to them,
If
your business was doing well, you would not be looking at the incubator in the first place, right? But also, it's not linear.
Mm.
You could be running a business, making revenue, but then something's going to break at some point, and you need to have support. Support is expensive. And what the incubator does is to think about it as like subsidizing your growth process for a business.
And I think it doesn't even always have to be if, let's say, your business is necessarily not doing well, but also if, you know, there are certain business pivots or new undertakings that you're doing in your business. Sometimes you need that really great environment where you can do it and do it well, because you get to ask a coach, you get to benefit from the insights that setting course presenters and things will bring into it. So let me give you a typical example, right? So for the longest time, I think in the first 5 years, we kind of did a survey for the podcast to get a general sense of our demographics, who's listening, how old they are and stuff like that. And we're just going with that for a while. And when we started the AVI, one of the sessions that we did, I forget
the
name.
Serum?
No, but that's the name of the Insights Co or something. Insiders? Is it Insiders?
Insiders. That's the name of it, yes.
Okay. So during the early months of joining the AVI, which we joined last year, was it November? Yeah. Insiders was one of the people that took us through a session on, you know, and data-led business decisions.
Come on.
Make decisions based on the data about the people that you're trying to serve.
Right.
So we were putting together a survey and they helped us put it together. Look, guys, actually preparing a form to get information is not some, like, you have to think about it, you have to be very intentional, else you get certain responses. I didn't know all of that. And we were able to learn so much about our audience. And even with the changes that we made based on what we learned, we've seen so much growth. Coming to the studio, you tell me
what's the growth?
Oh no, we are, it's so increasing. I was gonna say incredible, but we're seeing a lot more engagements.
Right.
I think one of the questions that we asked was finding out why people were not engaging, because we found out that a lot of people follow us, a lot of people listen to us, but they don't bother to come on the social media to engage, right? And I think just making certain tweaks, also looking at the topics that get people more interested, more conversational. Also, we started this new thing where now we're weekly, and every other week, we have myself and Kwame just go off the cuff.
I love those, by the way.
Yes.
I think it's incredible.
And that's what has gotten us most engagement, because I feel like, you know, the very presentable ones, it's very formal. Mm-hmm. So we get the YouTube comments, but in between when we do those ones. So yeah, I don't think it's just when your business is struggling. There's, if you're a new undertaking in your business, AVI can help. You said that it was specific to Ashesi alumni.
Right.
Oh, okay. In what capacity must the person be in a business to be able to apply for the AVI?
What do you mean in what capacity? As an,
I mean,
as
you know,
alumni?
Because, you know, there are people that have, let's say I'm an Ashesi alumni, right? I work with Kwame. Kwame didn't go to Ashesi.
Yeah, okay.
But we are in the AVI. Somebody might be sitting there and they don't necessarily have, maybe they are like one third of a big group of three or four, and you know, they went to Ashesi. So,
I mean, like, if you did go to Ashesi, you qualify. You're eligible, right? Mm-hmm. So it's either you're the founder of the business, or you're a co-founder of the business, or you are in a key operating role. And by that, I don't mean interns. Please don't apply.
Do not be an intern at a company.
And people calling me and they're like, oh, so if I get like two or three Ashesi interns, can I apply? I'm like, no, absolutely not.
That is interesting. Really,
they need to be in key operating roles, right? Because if you're coming through the program, the point is you should be able to effect the changes.
Yes.
So if you're an intern and you go in and you talk to your boss and you say, hey, I think we should change X, Y, and Z from Ashesi Venture Incubator, and your boss is like, no, you're not really getting the impact to the business.
Mm-hmm.
So you're either in operations, whatever the role is, it needs to be someone who can make decisions and who can turn things around if it has to be. So you can be running a business and you can get an Ashesi partner. I think we were on City a couple of days ago and Bernard was like, so if I have a board member who's an Ashesi, sure. we'll consider that. But the point is that this really is for Ashesi alumni.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to support our people to grow. We're very open to sharing the resources if there are others who have our people on board. And maybe it's not fair, but hey, it is what it is.
Why would it not be fair? It is fair. You know, I must say, I noticed after graduating from Ashesi how much support Ashesi gives to, you know, people who go there and you're done. Whenever there's job opportunities, we get an email and it's like, you guys are considered first. Hey, look, Ashesi is looking for people. Is anybody, the alumni, interested before we go, they go outside, you know? Even teaching at today I'm forgetting things. At AIX, like this, you know, I sent an email, hey, we are starting a creative arts model. Do you want to? So I think, and I've told people, Ashesi is one of the best decisions my mother ever made for me.
Same.
I'm not going to lie to you. Without Ashesi, you don't get Cecilia Accra. Because I was not this confident. I was not this person. So definitely, what formats does the AVI exist in? So I asked because I know we have virtual classes and then we have in-person classes. They're busy professionals like myself who, you know, let me tell you something. There are so many multi-layered business people who have their hands in several pots. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to sit back and say, oh, this is not for me. Okay. You can have a 9-to-5 and have a business. You can have two business they are running. And so that's why I want to find out. At the beginning, I asked myself the same thing that, if I can't make it physically, does that count me out? But the AVI works in a way that it doesn't necessarily count you out.
No, it's hybrid really. And I like that you said, you know, if you have a business, you can be in there, because we're looking at the venture in the incubator.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I tell people is you could be the founder, but if your people who make the decisions can attend and you can't attend, we allow for that to happen because then they can actually apply what they come and learn to it. So it's hybrid. We prefer if people join in person because obviously you have the peer exchanges. The people that we bring in to facilitate the sessions, the coaches that we bring in have really great networks. And the point of it is not just to come in and listen and then go away. It's also to engage them and tap into their networks. And you're better able to do that when you're there in person with them.
Yes.
But it is hybrid. Some of the coaches they don't live here. And so you're meeting your coaches online. But I have to say that our coaches are fantastic.
They are.
And we have about three of them who don't live here. They live in the UK, but they always make the time to come down here to Ghana to meet the Avengers. So they come and spend like a week or two and engage in person.
It's fantastic. Literally talking to Cornelius from Gathering 2 days ago. And he said, oh, you know, our coach just flew down to come and meet us. I said, really?
Yeah.
Flew down just to come and meet you? That is so interesting. Yeah. I think one of the most beneficial things about the AVI is the coach system thing. This is an individual that you can call and give you guidance on any decision you want to take.
Business partner.
Yes, a business partner that you're not paying. It's amazing because ours is Jojo, and at any time he's always tapped in there. He has something to share. Yeah. And so that's really cool. When is the next cohort starting?
Starts in October.
Okay.
So our deadline for application is the 7th of September.
Oh, okay.
How many? Around the corner.
Okay. Listen, 7th September. You know what? If you type Ashesi into the Google search.
And it pops up. It's on the homepage.
Yeah, the AI will send you to their website. It's on the homepage.
Yes.
Just search for the AVI. You see it. Yeah. Also, you're having an info session on 31st August. Tell us about that.
We get a lot of people asking questions about AVI. Do you take equity? The answer is no, we don't take equity. People ask, what makes a good application? What would have you consider us or not consider us? And the info session is just really where you get to find out a bit more. People are asking, how much money do you give us? I don't know if you realize you're not putting the amounts of money that we're giving on the campaign. It's not necessary.
It's not necessary.
Depending on how well you do and milestones that you hit, you can unlock funding.
Different levels of funding,
But yeah, 31st August is online, so it's not an in-person session. Come ask all the questions that you have to ask. But, you know, the time's going. Yeah.
So wait, how does someone register? If it's online, how do you register?
We're going to put all those, you know, details out on our socials.
Yes.
Ace_Ashesi on Instagram.
ACE.
Yes.
_Ashesi on Instagram.
And get all of the details that you need. Joseph, I just want to say, guys, if you're applying... For this round, it's a little different, right? For the last round, we considered ventures or people who had ideas and wanted to test them out. But this time, we're only focusing on people who are running the businesses. So you're running a venture, you have traction, you have your revenue, you know that people are actually responsive to what you're putting out on the market, you can apply. But then it means that you have to be ready on hand with, I don't know, your financial statements, you know, have a pitch deck ready. When you get into the form, it asks for all of those details. Please make sure that you put those in to increase your chances of getting in.
Oh, so no longer ready to launch, but launched.
Launched.
Oh, okay.
And what we're doing is, look, you could be running a business and something is breaking. So like if demand doubled overnight, can you manage that?
Mm-hmm.
That may be a constraint. So this time around, we're focusing more around helping you resolve those constraints and helping you grow. So that's the focus for AVI this year.
Oh, I see. That's very interesting because for our cohorts, I know it was, you know, even if you have an idea, setting up the business registration, which was very helpful. Oh, well.
We'll still do that. We'll give you legal support. So like if you've got MOUs or contracts, we're going to have support for you. You know, in those ways, accounting, taxation, file your taxes, guys.
Yes.
GRA will come up.
Yes. We had a whole session on, how to do the taxation system and all of that. You can even do if you don't like the classes, you can do a one-on-one. Yeah. This is something that is very helpful, very, very needed. A lot of people talk about having side gigs and starting businesses because, you know, I don't want to retire working for somebody else. Well, the best way to do it is to do it with the AVI because guess what? Aside having the coaches and all the support, you have a network of other business owners and business starters, and you pour into each other. That's one thing that I love. You know, on our group chat, when somebody's launching something, they put it on there. Everybody shows up to support. You know, even currently talking to Gathering right now to see how we can work out. So I think it's a great community of business minded people.
Why is that Gathering getting shout outs in this?
Oh, no, because Gathering is one of the.
You mentioned
the
people. Three or four times.
No, the honest truth is, Gathering is one of the people in my cohort that, like, I feel like we do a lot of info sharing. And I think it's essential. I remember on the first day when we were doing orientation, you had mentioned that don't just think of like, oh, your coaches or whatever, because people in your business, I mean, there's unanswered learning and things. I know the other ones, but I'm just talking about Gathering because anyway, Jessica, what's the last thing that you want to say to people who are considering their AVI and might, you know, think that, huh, I'm not going to have time to do this, or, hey, Ashesidie, you know, I finished school, it was very, a lot, and now I'm always, what is something that you want to tell them?
It is a lot.
It is!
I'm not even going to pretend, like, it is a lot. It's hands-on. You have to, do you want your business to grow or not? You know, you've got to apply yourself.
Yeah.
But I think for me, that's the biggest thing, right? We're not only looking at the type of venture that you have. It's also who you are as an entrepreneur. Are you someone that's willing to learn? Because my coaches, they don't sit and just say yes to everything that you want to do. They're going to push you. They're going to challenge you. And you've got to be able to take critique and feedback and push back as well, but to put in the work. And so if you're thinking about applying, I think that's the mindset is the first step. It's a lot of work, but it's very well worth it. And so put in your application. We're looking forward to supporting more of you. We want to see what you bring to bear.
Yeah.
I guess is what I'd say.
Yeah.
It's hard.
And before we go, I just want to say it spans across industry because I know we do new innovation and in agriculture. Are we still doing
Jules,
that?
I shouldn't be here, you know? Interview by yourself.
Yeah. Are we still doing that?
Three industries. So health, agribusiness, and then open innovation. When we say open innovation, think, you know, fintechs, education, logistics, mobility, creative arts. It cuts across. And then of course you have health. So if you focus on diagnostics, services, anything in health, please apply. Agri-food and nutrition as well, from processing to farming. Agriculture is not just farming, guys. Like the packaging, even, you know, ag finance, all of the stuff that you can think about, climate, apply. We have the specialty. We have the experts on hand. We have the funding we can support you with. We have the networks we can give you access to. We're putting in the applications, especially for health, because the chassis is not known for health, right?
Yeah.
But we do have the men and women to support you on this.
Well, guys, yes, there you have it. Look, important for you to know that the 31st August is going to be an info session. So follow ACE_Ashesi and make sure that you are keeping your eye out for the notifications so that you can follow and then ask all your questions that you need to ask and get into cohort 8 of the Ashesi Venture Incubator, right?
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. That's our director.
That's me.
Jessica Boyfield. All right. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Joseph.
Nania, how long have we done? And we have another interview that we need to get to.
Yes, and then we need to insert
Okay, so this is the part where we do shout outs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any shout outs.
You don't?
I didn't plan for shout outs.
Okay.
Nobody has sent me a message to say I should shout out anybody.
Well,
so this is the part where we say, mm-hmm. if you want a shout out, send us a DM, okay? It could be for yourself, for accomplishing a goal, for getting over something. It could be for your friend, a birthday, marriage, you know, divorce. I will shout a person out for that. So just hit us up and let us know.
Yep. And for me, my shout out is to, again, Victoni, his new album, Star Life. Amazing album. And then I'm caught up on this particular song by an artist called Leslie, Summer Love. I love the
song. Is he Ghanaian?
He's not, but you know, he's black. So just like Isari
said. Okay, Isari.
Yeah. So that's my shout out. And shout out to you guys, the Sincerities, for sticking with us through this madness.
Shout out to the Spotify comments.
I love them. Keep them coming, guys. Keep them coming.
All right, so that's our episode, Kwame. Any famous last words?
Celsi Ampe Obio.
And you may not know.
Jano Manico.
Jano. Oh my God. I saw a documentary on YouTube just this week about VIP.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, like how they came together, the split and everything.
Send them mommy.
Oh, yeah. I just randomly came on my YouTube and I was like, oh my God, it would be so cool if we could have a sit down with these guys.
But that would be like a tour interview.
The Promzy guy, I think the one that left.
Yeah.
Hey, because there's a video that he was like, Lazy and whatever needs to come and apologize to him.
Hey.
Mm.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Yep. Indeed, ladies and gentlemen, this is where we come to a close. We'll catch you on the next episode. The next episode is going to be a video episode, of course. Can we tell them who we have on there?
I don't even know.
Hey, Joseph Inti, Sean and Amma.
Sean and Amma. Okay. Yo, I was like, is it the other one? I was like,
wow.
Yes, Amma from the Big Fat African Development, right? Yes. And then Sean Amma. the I think his company is called Blue Kiosk.
Yeah, Blue Kiosk.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely a great episode. Hey, yeah. we're getting an intellectual, serious citizenship, mm-hmm. patriotism bag.
Civil
yeah.
So we basically touched on Accra's infrastructure and
challenges
and all of that, the floods, rent, all of that. And yet they be stress sometimes, you know.
Oh, but we laughed on the episode.
Oh, they
we did.
Energy. Highly necessary. So yeah, that comes out next week. So look out for that. That will be on YouTube and all DSPs. And guys, on the DSPs, please, when we have a video episode for the DSP, we have an intro outro where Joseph also, you know, adds a little extra. So when you watch the YouTube, come and listen to the DSP as well, and then leave a comment.
Kwame said, "Mumbe homework, mumbe double work."
Because that DSP is one of the easiest. I edit it, no. I edit it for YouTube.
DSP, what for you?
Oh, I'm on tier.
But it's so interesting because there are people that just know their YouTube.
Yes, people. Some people just know their YouTube, and it's full stop for them there. But hey, it is what it is.
Anyway, guys, it's been a great show. All too soon, we've come to the end of the show. I want to give a quick shout out to the Gold Coast Report. That's the GCR Network, number one podcast hosting network in the whole Ghana. Yeah, make sure you're always checking for us because it's always a good time on the podcast. I've received quite a number of DMs of people asking me, how can we come to your listener that's alive? And it just begs the question, say, okay, to be fair, the last one, we didn't advertise it.
Yeah. The last one we didn't.
But we will let you know. Because it seems like this time around, I don't know whether that was a conversation we had. We'll let you know. Keep checking for us. It's always a good time. On Sincerely Accra. Love you, leave you, and catch you on the next one.
Bye.
This is like an electromagnetic wave, you know, that Reshnik shit.
Yo, what's it like? What's it done, boy? You did all that. Set this. Last week, Olonka Beto, we. To be a minimum son talk, that's so. All the flaunt the car keys. No way. To be the girl, so the back seat. Where we are, he no get there. How can be the control things? Sana more in Nala settings. 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 West wanna show level. Sana more in Nala settings. 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 Sana more in Nala settings. Faster, they a miracle. Settings. Different type of profit. Sana more in all our settings. Hey, settings. How come back? Who say who pay freedom? Jacob pay. Oko who Caesar? Ham and the Kale pull up different plate. A different number. Why one? Why you miss out? Will they for space? For space. Oko who teacher? Why they are who you want to be in your case? Men who be that? Mede. Settings of me, few my close curtains. Blessings of pass all in for 10 enemy cases. Oh, yeah, please get me came back, chop me there. This time, no better, no better. I do love them, of course. The cap here we go, your cap is full. It's an armor, you can all have settings. Settings.
Yeah.
Settings.
What's it like? Last two.
AMG, baby. Why left baby for this kind jokes? Eti me versa na in kakum. Shoddy pe me cash and suda o bilidi. Otoko wa park and suda o didi. Wa mini high sense me enu o treaty. What a snap, no streaky. There, Cheno, what a nonsense. Tell my boy, who be trapped threatens. Now, me and Patan, come to Google headings. Nonsense. Settings.
Hey, settings. Settings.
Settings.
Sana,
more in all that settings. Are your settings?
Settings.
Different type of prophecies.
Go hammer, go hammer, go, go, go hammer.
Are your settings?
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.